We're here on KSOM, and we're wrapping up the high school baseball season as we take a look at the Riverside Bulldogs and Kyler Morgan, head coach for Riverside, with us now. And, Coach, how are you feeling overall about 2025?
Yeah, overall, I think from start to finish, we improved a ton. I would say a lot of the kids would say the same thing I would. Probably our record doesn't reflect what we were hoping for the year. But overall, from the strides from beginning of the year to the end of the year, and given Bedford everything they could handle that last game, couldn't be more excited on where our program is and where we're going.
Yeah, well, 4-19 record, certainly not where you want it to be, but you were competitive in a handful of games. What about your seniors like Paxton Meek and Keaton Reakin and Lucas Doyle and also Kellen Oliver? What can you say about your graduating players?
Can't say enough about them. I told them, you know, obviously being my first year, both as a baseball coach, but also kind of just in the Riverside community sports program, how they accepted me, brought me in, allowed me just to be me. The relationships that we've built over this summer has been tremendous. And for me, couldn't think of a better senior class for me to step into and really get to know and have them be a driving force in what we're trying to accomplish moving forward.
And I mean, when you look at this team pitching wise, the numbers were not there where you need them to be. I mean, 9.74 team ERA. What'd you see from the pitching staff this past year, and what you have to do to try and improve that?
Yeah. The biggest thing for us, we just allowed too many people on base for free. A lot of walks, a lot of hit batters. There by the end of the year, we really started tightening it up. And as you can see with some of the scores, played a lot more competitive baseball there at the end of the year as well. And a lot of that goes back to our pitching, being able to throw strikes consistently, allowing our defense to stay on their toes instead of get back on their heels. And again, that's something we'll continue to work at. Now with having an off season under our belt, being able to kind of see what we need to improve on, what we need to work on, kind of gives me hope for where we're at here in the future.
In regards to the hit batters, and I don't mean you and your team specifically, I mean in general, have you noticed that hit batters has been up this year than maybe in years past?
I see it across the board. I mean, you look at even the game last night with Underwood and Tri-Center hit 10 people. It makes it tough to be in a game. I think you're seeing a lot younger folks that are younger kids that are just standing right on the plate. They're allowing you, makes it very tough to pitch inside for one. And kids nowadays are just, they're willing to take the walk, willing to take the hit and get on first base. And again, with the speed in our conference, you get on first, you're basically standing on second with just the speed that the conference has. So yeah, I think it's up across the board. I think you're seeing it from everywhere. And of course on our end was definitely something that got us in trouble in a couple different games.
Yeah. It was, I mean, and I've seen it at times where, you know, a batter got hit and didn't try to move out of the way and the umpire didn't give him the first base. That happened against in the Trainer Underwood game in the playoffs. So it's something you got to be aware of to hitters. Hitters got to try and make an effort to get out of the way.
Yeah.
From a pitching standpoint, you know, Paxton is going to be gone. Kelvin pitched in one game this year, but Lucas and Keaton saw a little bit of action as well. You know, you'll have Cole Jepson returning. You have Victor Alfonso showed that he could throw at times. I mean, how do you see the pitching staff coming back next year?
Yeah, young staff. I mean, we talk about sophomores and the roles that they had to play this year, especially for us. A lot of them had to step up and step into games where there were big games for us, and we asked them to do a lot. Obviously Cole, Peyton, Victor, Owen came in, Dane Martins as a junior came in and gave us solid innings time and time again. And again, I think just the experience that they gained from this year, being able to step into some of those big games. I mean, talk about, you know, Peyton, Victor and Cole having 3 years, Owen, you know, still two more years left to continue to kind of make a name for themselves on the mound. So exciting, exciting for me just to look at them and say, with every outing, they got more confident, with every time they stood up there, got more confident. And again, once you have confidence in yourself going up to the mound, kind of makes everybody around you feel a little bit better as well.
And then offensively, at 275 as a club, which is not bad. Oliver leaves. He had 240 on the year. And Reakin had, you know, got some hits in there for you. Lucas Doyle as well. And Paxton Meek had a solid year, right around the 300 mark. I mean, how do you feel about your offense coming back and what you have to work at the plate?
Yeah, you look at, again, you talk about some of those guys, you get kind of the top four, all sophomores, all being able to come back. I think as a whole, from sophomores clear up to seniors, we did a tremendous job learning how to hit with two strikes, learning how to hit when we're down in the count. And you saw that across the board. I mean, I know for us, which isn't a great stat, but this is the first year in probably the last 5 to 6 years where we had more hits than we struck out. So that's encouraging on our end of just the confidence that kids started to see at the plate, some of the changes we started making. And I also think, I mean, you look at us, we had 12 sacrifice bunts that were successful, four in the Bedford game. And that kept us right there. I think it's just learning how to play baseball the Riverside way. And I think for us, we started to do that and do it very well here by the end of the year.
So what is your biggest priority for this team to get ready for next summer?
I think it's continuing to get bigger, stronger, faster. Obviously, we talk about some of those guys from sophomores to seniors. That's a big development time frame for them. And then just going out and throwing the baseball, hitting your spots when you're playing catch, being able to command where we're throwing it, where we're pitching it, limit walks for next year, and just continue to get bats in our hands all winter long.
Well, Coach, really appreciate your time here today and throughout the season, and best of luck down the road. Thanks so much.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Chris.
Kyler Morgan, head coach for Riverside Baseball, with us here on KSOM.